Chapter 1. Dust in the Wind. The western sky was growing dark. In a few moments, the entire Oklahoma panhandle would be engulfed in the swirling blackness. Jeremiah Clary began the familiar task of rolling up wet rags and stuffing them in the cracks around the door to keep the dust out. This particular afternoon, the churning winds were carrying tons of airborne topsoil in his direction. Even the slightest opening around a window would result in a solid layer of dirt on every surface in the house. The Clary family had been lured to the southern plains by the promise of bountiful crops and endless, fertile fields of wheat. And for a while, that's exactly what they found. But throughout the 1920s, thousands of ambitious immigrants plowed up vast portions of virgin grasslands to plant their fortunes. The Great Depression drove even more settlers westward, and they quickly exploited the organic gold mine of America's heartland. Then in 1931, the rains stopped. More than 100 million acres of hopes and dreams stood drying in the baking sun, but that was just a prelude to the real devastation. With nothing to hold the topsoil, the once benign winds of the western plains scooped up the loose earth one grain at a time and turned it into a giant sandblaster. To make matters worse, the relentless sun radiated the exposed soil, turning the entire region into a vast clay oven that whipped the windstorms into an even greater fury. This unusual combination of earth, wind, and fire bore a resemblance to an apocalyptic wrath. Clouds of dirt rose miles into the sky, leveling everything in sight. Although it had taken 1,000 years for an inch of rich topsoil to accumulate, it was blown away in a matter of minutes. In the wake of such a storm, fields of shoulder-high wheat were stripped bare. Tons of soil accumulated in drifts against fence lines, buildings, and dying livestock. The drought would endure for a decade. As much as 8 tons of soil per acre were lost every year. And all along, farmers like Jeremiah Clary kept thinking that surely the rains would return soon. In a circular area touching 5 states, more than 850 million tons of land were lost. A reporter passing through the region described it as a giant dust bowl. The name stuck. Jeremiah lit an oil lamp as the whole Clary house vibrated under the onslaught of the black blizzard. Somewhere in the stratosphere above him was $34 worth of turkey red, a special blend of seed he had sown the week before. It was headed in the direction of Missouri now. Every time he sowed his fields, Jeremiah spent a month's salary in seed. And after 5 straight years with no income, it was getting to the point where he couldn't afford to keep up the routine much longer. He considered his odds of being wiped out again if he mustered the courage to replant. Like countless farmers in his shoes, Jeremiah was battling an unusual form of anxiety. During the normal growing seasons of the wet years, it would have seemed senseless to stockpile seed during planting time. But under the strain of the times, many farmers were developing a psychological aversion to sowing. What if another storm comes and blows away my investment? What if all my efforts get wiped out again? What if? Jeremiah began to feel a strange attachment to his remaining precious bags of seed. He knew they were worthless sitting in the barn, but Jeremiah couldn't help feeling that he was better off keeping them there, protecting them from the what-ifs that blew across the plains with increasing predictability. A few weeks passed, and some of the other farmers began to plant again. There weren't many days left before the window for germination would slam shut, and another hot summer would be underway. Jeremiah almost trembled with indecision. If he didn't plant soon, he'd miss his chance for even a meager crop. And even a meager crop would at least replenish his stores of seed. But if he did plant, he could end up losing everything. He went back to the barn to check his seed one more time. The irony was overwhelming. Jeremiah Clary was not a greedy man, but under the mounting weight of uncertainty, he was slowly becoming irrational. Abandoning the fields of generosity. You and I.